Uncle away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Well, hi there. Come on in. You're just in time. I'm Uncle Charlie, welcoming you to another Children's Bible Hour story time. Hey, have you ever gone to on a trip with Mom or Dad, or maybe with your class from school? It's important to know where you're going and the road that you are on. That's especially true if you're heading for heaven. There's only one way. Our story is going to be about that in a moment, but first, here's some good go-along-with-the-story music.
To church and I give my money and I do the best I can. And then somebody comes up and says, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again, for that's the only way to heaven. That's a new way, just the old way, but it's the only way.
And here's a chorus taken word for word from Acts 4:12. It really says the same thing. Jesus is the only one who can save us. After music, of course, comes our story, and it's a good one with a wonderful lesson, so I hope you'll listen very, very carefully. Our story is written for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover and entitled, All Roads Lead to Rome. Brian and Debbie have gone to visit their grandpa, who lives high in the Rocky Mountains. Oh, they're loving every minute of it, and today is the best yet, for Grandpa has planned a picnic for the children in the woods. And that's where we find them now, still munching on the remains of a delicious picnic lunch.
May I have another olive, Grandpa?
Brian, you've eaten 12 olives already. I counted them. You'll get sick.
You really think you should eat another one, Brian?
I love olives. I could eat a whole jar of them.
Well, just a couple more. Here you are.
Thanks. They're good.
This is the most beautiful place I've ever seen. Just smell those pine cones.
How will we ever find our way home, Grandpa? There are at least a dozen different paths leading to this picnic area. I forgot which one we took.
Over there where the wildflowers are growing. That's the path that leads back home.
You know, going on this picnic is kind of like going to heaven.
You must like it here. Tell me, how is this picnic like going to heaven, Brian?
Well, Debbie and I go to Sunday school.
Good.
And our teacher says that it doesn't matter which path you take to get to heaven, just so you end up at the right place.
Yeah, Miss Gray says it doesn't matter what religion you have or what you believe, just so you follow what you believe. Then you'll get to heaven.
Well, I hope you don't really believe that, children.
Why not? Miss Gray is very nice.
Well, I'm sure she is very nice, but very nice people can sometimes be very wrong.
But she's a Sunday school teacher.
I know, but I'm sorry to say that some Sunday schools and churches don't teach the Bible as they should. You see, children, if we want to know what's right or wrong, we can't accept the word of any person unless what they say is the same as what we read in the Bible.
We don't use the Bible very much.
What does the Bible say about going to heaven?
The Bible says just the opposite of what Miss Gray said. Jesus said, I am the way, or the road, or the path, if you like, the truth, and the life. No man, no boy or girl for that matter, cometh unto the Father but by me. Miss Gray says there are many paths that lead to heaven, just so long as you're sincere in what you believe. Jesus said there's only one way, one path to heaven, and that he is the way.
But even the preacher at our church says the same thing.
Yeah. Just last week, his sermon was on the Holy Year, and he kept saying, all roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to Rome.
What in the world did he mean by that?
Well, he said that in the days of the Roman Empire, you could follow any road, and it would finally lead you to Rome, because Rome was the capital of the world in those days.
Well, perhaps all roads did lead to Rome. I don't know about that, but all roads do not lead to heaven. Oh, this reminds me of a time years ago when I was late getting to the train station to catch the train for Los Angeles, California. I asked a porter where my train was, and he pointed in that general direction, and I ran for the train and jumped on just as it pulled out of the station. You can imagine how foolish I felt when the conductor came along to take my ticket. The train was headed for New York City.
But you thought you were going to Los Angeles. The opposite direction.
Yep, and I was very sincere in believing that I was going to Los Angeles, too. But if I had kept on going on that track, I would have landed in New York. Doesn't matter how sincere you are. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
I'm beginning to see what you mean.
We'll have to tell Miss Gray what you said when we get home.
Hey, I just felt a drop of rain. We'd better gather these things up and head for the car. We can talk more about this on the way home.
Wait! Before what? You pack up those olives, yeah. May I have just one more?
Brian, no. You'll be sick.
And sure enough, late that night.
Oh, my stomach. Oh.
Brian got sick. He got out of bed and went down the hall to Debbie's room.
I'm awake. I heard you moaning like a sick calf. Be quiet or you'll wake up Grandpa.
But I'm sick.
I told you that you would be.
What shall I do? Oh, my stomach.
Go back to bed and lie still. Maybe you'll feel better.
I'm gonna die if I don't do something. Oh.
Well, don't wake up the whole neighborhood.
Maybe there's something in the medicine cabinet in the bathroom that would make me feel better.
Yeah, there's some of that pink stuff like we have at home. It's in a white bottle on the top shelf. That will make you feel better.
I'll go get some then. Oh, I'm sick. Debbie, are you awake?
I didn't have a chance to get to sleep yet. What's the matter now?
My throat and my stomach, they feel like they're on fire. I'm burning up.
Well, did you take that pink stuff in the white bottle?
I thought you said white stuff in the pink bottle. Look, this is what I took.
Let me see. This isn't what I told you to take, Brian.
Not to be taken internally. If accidentally swallowed, call doctor at once. Contents of this bottle are deadly poison. Poison? Debbie screamed for her grandpa, and in a moment, Grandpa was out of bed and into the room. When he saw what Brian had taken, he and Debbie rushed him to the hospital. Now, Grandpa and Debbie are standing beside Brian's hospital bed.
Well, that stomach pump did the work all right. You feel better now that you've gotten all that poison out of your system, Brian?
Oh, a little better, maybe, but I'm still burning up inside.
Well, thank God you saw that you had taken poison in time. how did you happen to take it, Brian?
I told him to take that pink stuff in the white bottle.
Mm. And I thought she said the white stuff in the pink bottle.
Well, we can thank God you're still alive. And in a few days, you should be well again.
But before you go, I want to be saved. Because now I know what you meant about the one way to heaven. I was sure sincere when I took that poison, thinking it would help me. But it didn't matter how sincere I was. It almost killed me.
I'm so glad to hear you say this, Brian.
I see how silly it is to think that it doesn't matter what you believe about salvation, so long as you're sincere. I sure know now that you can be sincere and still be wrong. Since Jesus is the only way to heaven, I want to follow that way.
There's only one way.
Yes, there's only one way. And Jesus himself said, I am the way.
List to the Savior's pleading voice. Sweetly upon my ear it falls. Come unto me, whoever will. Tenderly he calls. Jesus calls, I am the way. I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the door, the only way. I am the shepherd of the fold, leading the sheep to pastures green, peace and joy.
Does the road to heaven seem like a narrow road to you? You see, some people believe that it doesn't matter what religion you have, what you believe, so long as you're sincere about what you believe. But as our story pointed out, it's not that way. Old Grandpa was sincere in thinking he was on the right train to go to Los Angeles, but he had jumped on the train that was going to New York, and that's where he would have ended up if he hadn't gotten off and gotten on the right train. In John 14:6, the verse on which our songs after the story were based, Jesus himself said, I am the way, T-H-E. Jesus didn't say, I am a way. He said, he is the only way to heaven. So what train are you on to get to heaven? The train of good works? The train that says, well, my parents are Christians, so I guess that makes me a Christian as well. Or maybe you think going to church will get you to heaven. Those are all good trains, but they're the wrong trains. The only right train is trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Before we go, a quick reminder to look us up on the World Wide Web. Thousands of kids and adults as well are doing that every day. There are stories to read and listen to, games to play, Bible courses you can take right online, and much more. It's all yours at www.cbhministries.org. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids. Goodbye now.